Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Again, on this season, we're aiming for that 5-minute mark where we could bring the thought to you and it can enhance your day using the wonderful commentary of the Sfarno, as explained by Rabbi Rafal Pelkovitz. And sometimes we might bring in different people that it relates to just as an idea to connect to. So we're looking at 1-3. Antignus ish socho kibel me Shimon HaTzadik. Antignus, leader of socho, received the tradition from Shimon the righteous. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Al tiu ka vadim ha-mishamshin es harav al-manas l'kabo pras. Very famous song also from Shweki Lahavdum. He gets it from here. Be not like servants who serve their master for the sake of receiving a reward. Don't do things just to be rewarded. Don't do things on condition. Don't be a conditional person, a conditional friend, a conditional parent, or a conditional child. That's not real love. Unconditional love has no conditions, nothing involved. I'm actually reading a book, a very fascinating book, where the parent gave, and the child kept expecting, taking things for granted. That's conditional. That's not real love. Love the child no matter what. Love the friend no matter what. No conditions involved. And again, with serving Hashem, has to be without conditions, without strings attached. Don't expect anything. Elohevik avadim ha-mishamchin ha-sarav shalo al-manas l'kabal pras. Be like servants who serve their master, not for the sake of receiving a reward. V'himora shamayim aleichem. And let the awe of heaven be upon you. That's also a good type of way of thinking about the spousal relationship. And any sibling relationship or parent relationship or child to parent to child or friend relationship, don't have a conditional relationship. Don't have a conditional way where you look upon things and don't say, ah, I love my wife today because she did X, Y, or Z, or I love my husband today because he did X, Y, or Z. No, even if he does nothing, even if she does nothing, even if you do everything or she does everything, you still love each other because it's unconditional. No matter what, the love is always there. The love is always there. Just like Hashem's love is always there for us, even if we're a terrible person or we're sinning all the time or we're failing in our duties as Jewish people, Hashem always loves us. It's not conditional. He still gives us breath. He still gives us money. He still gives us clothing. He still gives us a house and a car and a job, hopefully, for everybody. Everybody should always have parnasa and only good things, happy and healthy. And may ves mishana. But it's not conditional. So too in our life, we shouldn't have conditional things, conditional relationships, or conditional interactions. Kind of reminds me of my principal, who kind of has the conditional thing. If you're a yes person to her, then you're on her good side. But if you're not, then it's not good. That's a conditional thing. You do X for the school, you do X for me, that's the way to go. That's not the way it should be. Let's see what the Sforno says. Be like servants who serve their master, not for receiving a reward. An individual whose service of Hashem is motivated by yira, or fear, is referred to as an eved, a servant. But he whose service of Hashem is motivated by ahava, or love, is referred to as a ben, a son. That's the best way. It's better to do service of Hashem out of love than out of fear. Oh, I'm serving Hashem because I'm scared he'll strike me down. No, that's not as good as, oh, I'm serving Hashem because I love Hashem. As the verse says, Banam atem la'Hashem alokeichem. You are children to Hashem, your God. And the notes point out that the awe of Hashem be, the heaven be upon you. Actually, we'll get there in a second. We'll come back to that. Now, there are two kinds of yira. One is fear of punishment or loss of reward. The other, the subservience of a servant who acknowledges the superiority of his master and reveres him, does not serve him merely out of fear of punishment or loss of reward. Therefore, the sage Antignus said, do not be like those servants who serve their master out of fear of losing their reward. Rather, be like those servants who serve their master out of subservience. Recognize the extent of the Holy King's greatness. In this manner, you shall experience the awe of heaven that he commanded to you in the Holy Torah. As it says, now Israel, what does Hashem your God ask of you? Only to fear Hashem your God. This is the kind of yira that our patriarchs experience, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. As the verse says of Avraham, for now I know that you are a God-fearing man. From the book of Genesis, Bereishis, this explains why the patriarchs were called Avadim, or servants, as the verse says, Zachor, Avraham Yitzchak, Israel. Avadech, remember for the sake of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Yisrael, your servants from Shemos. However, the kind of yira that stems from fear of punishment or loss of reward is a lowly yira, characteristic of a bought slave or hired worker that is not the highest level to be. Love, unconditional love, no matter what, is the best type. And the notes point out we're commanded by the Torah to love Hashem, as the first paragraph of the Shema states, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. You shall love Hashem, your God. The question always is by the commentators, how do you love Hashem, a being who is not a person? So cleaving to Hashem's ways is a way to do that. Just as He clothes people and He gives life to people and He helps people, different ways as humans we could try to attach in tangible ways. We could also clothe people. We could also give money to people. We could also help people. That could be a way to be attached and to love Hashem. Giving is real love. As Rabbi Dessler points out, the root of Ahava is Hav, to give, not 50-50, 100-100. Sfarno cites the verse, V'atayitzom HaShem L'kecha, Shom Mi'imachkim L'yaras HaShem L'kecha. Only to fear Hashem, it teaches that God also requires us to fear Him. Antichnus explains that there are two kinds of fear. One is the plain visceral fear of punishment, which deters a person from displeasing his master. The second is on a much higher level. It's a sense of awe and reverence engendered by one's recognition of the superiority and greatness of Hashem. Antichnus urges us to develop the latter kind of yira, fear of God. The Sfarno posits that the patriarchs, beginning with Avram the Keda, as well as Yitzchak and Yaakov, all possess the superior level of yira shemayim, fear of heaven. That's what we need to have. We need to be people who actually do things not for conditions, not for rewards, not for this or that, to get in this good grace or that good grace. We don't want to be passive-aggressive people. We don't want to be people that we hold things over each other. Ah, I paid your mortgage. Ah, I paid your down payment. What are you going to do for me? That's not real love. That's conditional love. Holding things over people's heads, that's not the right way. Hashem doesn't ever hold anything over our head. He gives us life for years. He gives us everything. He doesn't hold it over our heads. He just asks, please fear me. Do the mitzvos, do what you can to help the world be a better place, and then we'll be a good way. So the thought is, be an unconditional loving person to friends, to family, to everyone around you at work, and therefore, and hopefully by that way, the whole world will be a better place, a more peaceful place, a more fantastic place. May it be the will that such happens today. Join us next time as we talk on the TTPA. About having your house open to others around you, especially the sages. And I'm your host, Tani.